Well, Steve, let's start with the turning point in the game, the decision, the penalty decision. Just give us your thoughts of it.
Well, we thought it was a foul by Barnett and Arnason when it from the eye. And we've come in and we've looked at the analyst DVD in slow motion, and it's a clear foul. And but there you go, these things happen, I suppose.
Did Cary Arnason say the same as well? He seemed to be protesting it quite a bit at the time.
The whole team, the whole game knows it's a foul, bar the man at Marsey. But he'll go home tonight, and I think he's had a good performance from the match referee.
It's another decision going against your side, isn't it? It's something we've spoken about quite a bit so far this season. We're only, 9 games in?
Well, it's hard to take. You know, we have to take the positives. You know, I think that team will get promoted. I think they'll be the champions. And if they get locked like that, they'll win it with 25 points, won't they? Because they've been absolutely battered from about 20 minutes in. And they'll go back to Peterborough with 3 points. But they'll have balaclavas all the way down there and the team coach. And I've come in here and I've been critical of our performance. But our performance was full of energy today. But unfortunately for us, full of missed chances.
Have you been, I guess, positive then with your side at full-time in that dressing room and told them all the positives that you can take from that today?
Well, the benchmark's about winning, so we're not going to be here in the high, are we? You know, and we're disappointed tonight, and sure you should be when you don't win a football match. But you can be very positive and very proud of your team's performance like that. It was full of energy. We had some wonderful play. We opened them up time after time. And at the end, when we're absolutely laying siege to the goal from 20 minutes to go in, the most disappointing thing for the game, for me outside the penalty, is seeing the referee add 5 minutes. If he'd added 15, it could have been appropriate. But we never seem to get consistency, don't we? And that's the biggest bugbear that every manager has about officials.
I suppose looking at it from the other point of view as well, your side had the chances, but just didn't take them. I suppose that's something to look at as well.
No, we missed a host of them. You know, we can count 7 or 8 clear-cut chances from 4 or 5 yards. And you'll always pay a price if you don't take those chances. But, you know, if the benchmark of the champions are to be promoted as Peterborough United, then we have to say that we're on the right course. And there's a lot of us to be pleased about. You know, and if we keep working as hard as that, then sometimes those chances will go in. You know, and but we'll dust ourselves down. The boys will be very tired tonight, so they should be, with the energy and the performance they've put in. And we've taken an excellent side, probably the best team, in my opinion, in the division. We've taken them apart time after time today, but you know, you don't get nothing for taking teams apart if you don't win end product.
It's a fantastic run that's come to an end. 13 league games, it's been a fantastic journey that your side have been on.
Well, the answer is to go and start another journey, isn't it? You know, if we play as well as we play that today, every game, we have a season to remember, that's for sure, because it's probably equal to our best performance this season. That's better than Wednesday and Sheffield United and nonsense like that. That's by far better than them. But today, the ball just went to fall in the net for us. We should be 2 up at half time. Nardella misses 2 guilt edge chances. And in the second half, Bradley misses 2 from under the bar from 4 yards out. They're inexcusable chances. But you know, your main striker, you bounce back. That's what ours is, and you'll bounce back. You're hot tonight, but you'll bounce back, and we'll see what you can do at Brentford.
Now, no head of the game as well. You said if you'd have got a victory today, it would have been a fantastic start, and you called it, if you didn't get one, a steady start. So I suppose that's what you've got to look at.
Well, it's a steady start. We've got 6 points behind Peterborough, who I think are the benchmark. Not later on, I think over the season it'll be Peterborough. And, you know, if we play as well as we play today, we'll be up there if we play like that. There'll be no doubt, but we have to play like that, full of energy, full of commitment. And on the day we win comfortably, don't we? But it just won't go in. And we're on the end of a shocking decision again. And I'm no question, because Sargentson's integrity as a referee. But if you don't see the foul, then why is he at this level? You know, he's a good referee. I think I've had him time and time again. He's a very honest man. When he looks at that DVD, he's going to be disappointed. And a mark of him, which I do on a Monday, will reflect that, because the still pictures I've just been shown by the press add to the match video, add to what I've seen with my eye, say that we've lost 1-0 today to a decision that ranks as bad as the one last week. But we have to take them on the chin, don't we? I'm not questioning anybody's honesty here. I'm just saying that surely the standard of officials can't be missing these things. And then at the end, I said the referee adds 5. There's 4 substitutions. I'm picking here, but there's 4 substitutions in the second half. So that's if we're looking, that's 2 minutes. So he's added 3 for the time wasting we've seen today. An incredible piece of officials.
And just finally from me, Steve, away from today's game in terms of recruitment, are you done now? Are you looking to still add?
We're not done, but we're not thinking about that today. You know, we've had an outstanding performance today from a team of lads that I'm very proud of to represent. We keep saying that if there's bad apples up here in our dressing room, and there has been in the last year or so, we pick them up and we throw them right out of the barrel. And we've not got one bad apple. We've got everybody pulling in that same direction. You know, I was the person I was really unhappy for today was Scott Shearer. He deserved to keep a clean sheet. He was commanding, he swept up, he took some criticism. He'll not get any praise because he's conceded. But, you know, to a man we've got to be disappointed, but we're bouncing. Some days maybe these will go in for us.